This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Of recent days, the News Review picking up a number of awards from the Oregon Newspaper Publishers Association. Managing Editor Ian Campbell, and good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about these awards, and maybe first of all, what is the Oregon Newspaper Publishers Association?
Yeah, so the ONPA is just an organization of all of the state's newspapers. I think most states in the country have one, so ONPA is just our own local one. And every year they host a newspaper award contest. So we spend, you know, each year kind of collecting articles that we think we're proud of or that we think made an impact in our community. We submit it to them, and then they give it to another association. So this year, I think the Arizona Newspaper Association judged them, and they kind of, you know, dole out awards based on the work we've done.
So essentially, it goes to the other state, so you're not judging people that maybe you directly know.
Totally, yeah. So we've done in the past, like we've judged Iowa's newspapers before. So this year, Arizona did the state of Oregon's.
So it sounds like kind of a lengthy process just to put everything together to submit it.
Yeah, it's definitely a process, and it's fun kind of being able to go back and look in the past year's work, kind of seeing, you know, what we were able to accomplish, the stories we told, and kind of the stories we told about the community.
And probably sometimes what seemed like a big story at the time maybe wasn't so much in the grand scheme of things later on based on what came later.
Yeah, that happens both ways. I think sometimes you put a lot of work into a story and then you realize maybe it didn't have the impact you thought it would have, and other stories are kind of you know, they turn out to be much bigger later on, which is fun to see.
So in the newspaper industry, do most newspapers submit and try to win these awards?
In Oregon, I think that's so. I think there's definitely a lot of newspapers that submit, and they range from all different sizes. So the Oregonian's a part of this, the Register Guard, the Statesman Journal, and then you've got, you know, little papers in Vail. You've got, you know, us, Grants Pass. So I think most of the papers in Oregon do submit for these awards.
But you're doing it sounds like, on a statewide level, so it's not like, you know, Roseburg versus Klamath Falls or something.
Totally. So then they'll split you up into groups. So kind of the Oregonian is competing against the Register Guard, and we're competing against newspapers towards our size. There are a few awards. So the best story of the year we won this year, a Scott story about, you know, a homeless woman who died locally. And that was of all papers in Oregon. So we're pretty proud of that one, that he was able to, you know, write a story that had impact across the state.
So talk about some of these individual awards and what the stories were about.
Yeah, so the big one, which I think we're most proud of, is we won the General Excellence Award for our category. And that essentially what we had to do was send three complete issues from random dates to the ONPA, and they kind of looked at the entire newspaper cover to cover and just decided that, you know, everything we'd been doing from local coverage to how we designed the opinion page to our editorial content was worthy of a first place prize. So that was something we were super proud of. Kind of, you know, talks about the entire staff's just ability to create a quality newspaper day after day.
Do they give you the dates, or do you get to pick them?
They give you two specific dates, and then there's a week range, and you can kind of pick within that range. But you don't get to kind of take your best newspapers and submit them, and you can only submit like one Sunday. So usually Sundays are, you know, the bigger papers. You can only submit one Sunday, so another one had to be a Tuesday, another one had to be a Wednesday. So it's kind of a weird random sampling of what we do.
So what about some of the individual stories?
Yeah, so the story of the year, which was written by Scott Carroll, focused on Janice Marie Rose. She was a homeless woman who was found dead under the Washington Avenue Bridge, and Scott did a number of stories on her, but the story that won was kind of about what the community does when homeless people die, and how there are a lot of unanswered questions kind of surrounding those deaths. So he went over to the Dream Center, talked to a lot of people about, like, what do we do? How do we find her family? And kind of, you know, flip through some of her possessions, just kind of trying to get a better idea of who she was, who these community members are, and what we as a society should do. So that one was super impactful. Obviously, he was recognized for it, and we're happy to win first place for that.
What are some of the other interesting ones?
Carissa Sagafsky wrote a really interesting one, which got first place for enterprise reporting, kind of in the aftermath of the Archie Creek fire. She interviewed some timber industry experts and some OSU scientists and just kind of talked to them about, you know, what we're up against. I mean, had conversations about climate change and, you know, fuel collections and tried to get an answer of, like, what's next for communities like us that sit in the middle of, you know, timber as the world dries up and as politics becomes more pervasive in, you know, climate change, like what can we expect? So she did a pretty big deep dive in that topic and got first place for enterprise reporting.
And it looks like one of the other first place awards was a story about Chuck McCollum.
Yeah, another great one. Again, it's just like it's a tribute to the effort that the staff puts in. So Scott was able to write a really, really good story about Chuck. And I think one of the comments that the judges wrote was in the judging was, I've never met Chuck. Obviously, they're from Arizona, but I think they commented that it sounded like they had known Chuck for at least 50 years based on Scott's reporting. So that's really sweet to hear. And obviously, that's what he was trying to do.
Tell us about a couple more.
We had 17 total, which is quite the feat. They ranged from, you know, best feature story, which was the Chuck McCollum story. We had local column, another one by Scott, just kind of a more opinionated piece. We had best editorial page, best editorial, best overall website, best education coverage. We also had awards in sports reporting and photography and our design. So pretty much any award out there that you could get, we ended up winning.
17 awards. Have you won that many before?
That's a good question. Well, I've been here, I think our highest has been 11, and I think that was 2 years ago. So 17 is a pretty high number for us. And I think we submitted close to 20 or 25 entries. So it ended up, most of the ones that we submitted, we ended up winning an award for.
Wow. Ian Campbell, managing editor of the News Review. If people want to get a summary of this, it's in Tuesday's paper, right?
It is.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Morning Conversation. It's a presentation of Garrison Building Supply.